WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. On Super Bowl Sunday, a supersized tariff announcement from the president.
President Trump made the announcement about tariffs while on board Air Force One, heading to the Super Bowl in New Orleans.
Any steel coming into the United States is going to have a 25% tariff.
The president says that will also apply to aluminum. He says more reciprocal tariffs against other countries will be made public tomorrow or Wednesday. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
China's retaliatory tariffs on U.S. imports like coal, liquefied natural gas, oil, and other items are now in effect. In Massachusetts, a hearing is scheduled for this afternoon on the president's plan to buy out federal employees who want to leave their jobs. Several judges have blocked the move, at least temporarily. Tennessee Republican Senator Bill Hagerty on CBS's Face the Nation.
President Trump is trying to do is be humane in the process of allowing them to make plans to find other employment. But I certainly think the government is far too big, far too bloated, and we're on a path now to start to see it shrink.
This may be a sluggish work day for many in Philadelphia. After the Eagles Super Bowl blowout of the Kansas City Chiefs, reporter Erica Herskowitz.
It was all Philadelphia at the Superdome. The Eagles dominated the Chiefs 40-22 to win Super Bowl 59. Jalen Hurts was 17 of 22 for 221 yards. He threw two touchdown passes and ran for another score. It was also a big night for Saquon Barkley, who ran for 57 yards on 25 carries.
Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes.
Those early turnovers swing the momentum of the game, and then they capitalized on them, and they scored on the one, and then they got a touchdown immediately after. So that's 14 points that I kind of gave them.
Underway in Paris, a conference on artificial intelligence and where it's headed. CBS News tech contributor Ian Schur.
The questions facing world leaders are not just about the future of AI, but also about which companies and countries lead the industry.
China's new DeepSeek chatbot is expected to be the talk of the conference. It's a cheaper alternative to many U.S. AI programs. It's been nearly 3 years since witnesses say a New Jersey man repeatedly stabbed author Salman Rushdie during an appearance in Western New York. Today, Hadi Matar goes on trial there. Many ask why. More from WBEN Buffalo and Tom Puckett.
He did this in open view at the Chautauqua Institution in front of an audience when this happened, and a lot of people are saying, why would he plead not guilty? And his lawyer says this is about due process and not accepting a plea deal.
On Wall Street, S&P futures are up 27.5, Dow futures up 170. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
The Eagles win the Super Bowl. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens in New Orleans, where the Eagles beat the Chiefs 40-22. Linebacker Zach Bond from Brown Deer, Wisconsin, and former Badger intercepted a pass just before the half that set up another Eagles touchdown.
When I'm relaxing with my family in Wisconsin, I'm going to think about where I came from, what I did, and where I'm going.
The Chiefs denied the chance to be the first team to win three Super Bowls in a row, quarterback Patrick Mahomes.
I can't turn the ball over early in the game when it's not going our way, and I'll have to learn from that and try to be better the next opportunity that I hopefully get.
NBA, the Bucks with a win at home, 135-127 over the 76ers. Damian Lillard with a season-high 43 points.
I think I hit my first two threes, so, you know, obviously that's a good sign. You know, you hit those couple threes, it feel good. You see the ball go in early. The ball was moving. It was just a good flow to the game, so I felt good because of the flow of the game.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Conrad Krieger. Top Gun fans are hoping for a third film, but actor Miles Teller told Stephen Colbert he has not heard any updates. The Top Gun 2 actor who plays Rooster in the film did tell the talk show host that he has made one demand of the film star's Tom Cruise. If there is a third film, Teller wants some warning so he has time to get in shape. Ideally, 1 month per ab, so a total of 6 months. Rumors that the third film is in development have not been confirmed. Demi Moore is nominated for a Best Actress for her role in The Substance, an impressive achievement for someone who was labeled a popcorn actress years ago by producer. Moore talked about her Golden Globe acceptance speech on the Jimmy Kimmel Live show, where she mentioned the producer's prediction. Kimmel asked her if she thought the producer, who has since passed away, heard her speech. Moore said, "He's probably rolling over in his grave. Revenge is a dish best served when the other person is still alive, but I'm sure it still feels good." For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Weather is sponsored by Peck Roofing, Inc., veteran and locally owned and operated. Learn more online at peckroofinginc.com.
We are heading into a cold week this week. We'll be cloudy by this afternoon with a little light snow by late this afternoon into this evening. Our high today around 12. Tonight, clearing with a low of 14 below. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of only 2 above. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
The temperature now is 0.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Mr. Global Matt Randolph is back to talk about the Trump administration policies and how that's affecting us, heating our houses and filling up the gas. Join us.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings at 10. This is 93.5 The Tap.
Good morning and welcome back to the second hour of Civic Media Mornings on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Dr. Kristen Lyerly here with Greg Bach. We are Bach and the Doc filling in for Pat Brightlow. Pat's going to be back on Monday. Also joining us is Officer Craig. This is going to be another fun hour for you all. So thanks for joining us. Later this hour, we're going to be visiting with former Dane County Sheriff Dave Mahoney to get his take on the January 6th pardons, the Wisconsin Supreme Court race, and changes he is working to see in law enforcement. And of course, you are welcome to join the conversation, too. We always love to chat with you. You can call 855-75-CIVIC, which is 855-752-4842. You can text in on the Civic Media app, and you can comment on the live stream on YouTube.
And don't forget, if you comment on the live stream, keep it clean, keep it nice, or I will ban you and throw you out for good.
And if you haven't seen Greg, he'll mess you up. And we've got a cop.
Yeah.
All right, friends, it is 7:07 on Super Bowl Monday. If you missed our first hour, which was wonderful, Dr. Chris Ford joined us. If you want to listen to past episodes, if you want to listen to any past episodes of this or any Civic Media show, civicmedia.us, you can find nearly anything there. All the entertainment is right there.
Absolutely. You can find all the shows. You can find whether the daily shows, weekly shows, all the podcasts. You can go there and you can catch up with anything. You can download episodes. And, you know, like we say, if you whether you do it through the website or you do it through the app, you can take us wherever you go and listen to us whenever you want. That is civicmedia.us or download the podcast. It is absolutely free.
No, good one. I saw how you did it.
I'm dying inside.
Hey, fellas, guess who's not joining us this morning besides Pat?
Who?
Brittany Merlot.
What?
Our weather maven. She's taking the day off.
No. Like many,
because you know it's Super Bowl Monday, which there was an article in USA Today the other day that predicted that a record number of people will suddenly be sick today.
Oh.
Yeah, record. Ooh. They polled over 1,200 adults, and the results indicated that 40% more people will call in sick to work today than last year. And last year was a record. So here's the question, something to think about while I run through temperatures, but here's what I want you to think about. Should this be a holiday? Okay. You're
no,
thinking.
No.
You're thinking. Yeah, just think about it. We'll talk about it.
Dr. Lyerly, if voting isn't a national holiday in this country, Super Bowl, Super Monday or whatever you want to call it. No, you know, you don't get the day off.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm in Green Bay and things are different up here.
What does that mean? What does that mean?
The Packers. Hello.
You didn't play last night. What do you care?
It is the beginning now of the 2025 season. It starts today, pal.
Okay. And draft day is coming up soon.
Oh, God. And everything is about the draft.
Oh, that's right. Draft happens in Green Bay this year. Ooh. And did you all see the news about the Jets?
Something Rogers? About, yeah, they're like, there's not going to be a
they're
thing.
Boarding that plane and the Jets are taking off without Mr. Aaron Rodgers. There's
poor guy.
He's not a part of that team anymore. I wonder why.
Is that official?
I saw a story that said, according to the Jets organization, they're moving on without him. That's what the,
wow.
Yep.
Hey, that was on the app.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And mm-hmm. I just felt bad for the Jets fans. I can imagine you get a player like Aaron Rodgers who at the time they thought, oh my gosh, we're getting Aaron Rodgers. And it's two seasons of just, or as I did, two seasons of.
I mean, he talked a good game. Yeah, I don't know.
I mean,
okay, wait. I don't want to talk about Aaron Rodgers now.
That's fine.
I want to lift up the Packers.
Let's do it.
But wait, I want to talk about temperatures.
Let's do it.
Because it's cold. It's cold.
Yeah.
So here's how cold it is. Wausau, still 5. Still 5. Yeah. Eau Claire, 2. La Crosse, 5. Milwaukee, 14. Wisconsin Rapids, 3. Amory, -2. Hayward, -3. Chilly morning. But it's going to get better.
Yeah.
Because it's the middle of February.
Yeah.
And it's already getting lighter outside.
The days are getting longer down here in Radio Park and Racine. It's 17 degrees, so it's tropical.
It's tropical.
We have some weather from Robin Tigerton. He says, "Good morning from Tigerton. It's clear and 8 degrees. We had 9.5 inches of snow on Saturday." Mm. We got bupkis. Nothing down here. There was like a little. There was like a sprinkling in Milwaukee, and that was done by 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock at the latest. And there was nothing down where I live in Kenosha. Period. He says we had more snow in the first 10 days of February than December and January combined. He says I was busy plowing snow Saturday and early Sunday morning. My grandnephew Milo was baptized, and I fell asleep during the Super Bowl. I was very, very tired. He also says, gives us a little bit of a little history here with the football. He said the Eagles are the only team to waive the defeated Vince Lombardi Packers in the post play in the 1960 NFL Championship. 17-13 Eagles. The Super Bowl reminds me of that.
Yesterday's
game. I mean, when I turned it on, I'm like, usually you don't see when I turned it on, it was 24-0. I was like, I know that the Chiefs have come back from that sort of deficit, but you can't count it every single time. But thank you, Rob from Tigerton, getting a hold of us. As always, we love hearing from you. And my goodness, 8.5 inches of snow and nothing down here.
Rob deserved a good nap because he is that guy who is out there plowing the streets long before you are awake.
Yep.
So he's that guy, like so many of our folks here who take care of our streets and make it safe for us. So thank you to Rob and thank you to our road crews, the unsung heroes, but in the winter, man, so grateful to you all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love it.
All right, so a little bit more quick sports. Bucks played the 76ers yesterday and won.
Nice.
And they play again tonight. The Golden State Warriors, Greg.
Good job, Dr. Lyerly.
They play in Milwaukee tonight, so that's all good stuff. But let's go back to Super Bowl Monday.
Yeah.
And the prospect of a national holiday. And to be clear, I am not advocating for this.
It sounds like you are.
I'm not, but I want you to know that some people are really serious about this. Legislation has been introduced in states, including Maryland and Indiana, and there's been a petition on change.org since 2017. And even some of the Super Bowl sponsors got in on the gig. So like the Sloths commercial for Coors Light, Yeah, they rebranded the box, Monday Light. Uh-huh. Denny's and Starbucks are both giving away free coffee today. I think Chipotle may be giving away free something or another. There are estimated billions of dollars that are lost in productivity costs. So that's the argument.
Okay, this is where I get old man Greg, okay? And I'm channeling my
this
father.
This is where you get old man Greg? Okay.
Boo. This is where I'm going to get some old man Greg on you. Suck it up, drink less, or be better at drinking. I don't know. My point is, like, you know you're going to a party. Like, you don't just accidentally get drunk on Super Bowl Sunday or eat too much. You know what you're doing. So drink some water, eat a little less. Maybe I don't know. I think pushing the idea that there is, what you said, millions of hours in productivity lost on
billions of dollars.
Billions of, I would like to see how many billions of dollars of productivity is lost on any Monday. Versus Super Bowl Sunday. Just because, I mean, that seems like a very high number for one day. And maybe if I saw those numbers, I might start inching towards it. But I just think, I personally feel like, let's get voting a national holiday first, and then we can look at Super Bowl Monday.
I love that idea of voting being a national holiday. And I am not advocating for, as I said, Super Bowl Monday. I'm not. I really am not. But
what about a floating vacation? Like, if it's your team, if your team's playing, you get that Monday off. Everybody else suck it up and go back to work.
Listen to this creative thinking.
There you go. Solutions. Wow, huh? Solutions from Craig.
There's another solution floating around out there. Roger Goodell has proposed that the Super Bowl be played on President's Weekend. So it would be a week later. And in order to do that, they would drop another preseason game and add a regular season game. Talk amongst yourselves.
Well, that's fine and dandy, but not everybody gets off on President's Day either. They would have to make that a full national holiday where everybody gets off, and because not
everybody, it is a federal holiday.
It's a federal holiday, but not everybody gets that day off either. So it somewhat takes care of the problem. But I like the thinking from Mr. Goodell. Any thinking coming from higher management of the NFL is always good.
Craig, I know you have an opinion about this.
It's tough. You know, these guys, it's not like they're out there golfing. I mean, it's hard on the body, and the game time is you're putting in 60 minutes of beating up your body and stuff. And that preseason is the time for guys to shine that will get no other opportunities to shine. They got to prove themselves, try to make that team. And I think to get rid of that would be detrimental to the sport.
Why not just pull the whole thing back 1 week? Don't get rid of a preseason game. Just make it 1 week earlier. Does that? I mean, I don't know how that affects anything, but it just does it one more week. I mean, that's don't get rid of anything. Just start a week early.
Didn't they already drop a preseason game and add a regular season game? Just this last season.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I agree with Craig. If they went from, because originally it was four, so now it's three. They make it two? I don't think that's a good idea.
Yeah, I don't either. But it's a great thing to talk about. And I'm loving this. And when we come back from this little break, we're going to talk about another controversial Super Bowl topic, the halftime show. Ooh. I want to know, what was your take? So again, you can call us 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Text on the Civic Media app. Comment on the live stream. However you want to reach us, because we like to chat. And we want to know what you thought about the halftime show. We have
especially
opinions.
the worst halftime show. Anybody have any ideas on that?
I'm sure there's opinions.
This is Civic Media Mornings with Dr. Kristen Lyerly on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Open that conversation with this person that you disagree with so much by trying to find the shared value, the thing that you both actually agree about. Challenge yourself to keep bringing it back to the value that we agree on and maybe even the outcome that we wish to see. Go have the tough conversation, because you know what gets better with practice? Those tough conversations.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Carmelo Anthony for The Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presumed innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Hey, Monster on the beat, Debo in rap. He a free throw, man down, call an ambulance, tell him breathe, bro, nail a nuke to the cross, he walk around like T-Zone.
Welcome back to Civic Media Mornings. This is Dr. Kristen Lyerly with Greg Bach. Officer Craig Carlson joining us this morning. How about that halftime show, guys? What'd you think?
I was a fan. It was good. Surprisingly good.
I was surprised how many songs he played.
Yeah.
Like, it was... I didn't know what was going to happen. I didn't know what he was going to do. I didn't know how many guests would be, like, on stage with him. Like, I knew that there was a lot of dancers, but I didn't know if it was going to be, like... You know, some years it's like, oh, my gosh, it's every single person who ever played a guitar in 1970 is on stage. And
right.
But it was... it was him and SZA, because they did a song together on his new record.
Touring together.
Yeah, and I was just like, this is really good. And... the way he created a theme and a narrative, it was just, I loved it.
And Samuel L. Jackson.
Yes, that's true. Samuel L. Jackson. And was that the young woman dancing all of a sudden towards the end? That was not that wasn't Serena or Serena. Venus. Williams. Was
Serena,
that
Serena? Yeah, it was Serena Williams. Yeah.
You know why?
Why?
No.
So the whole thing about this song is that it's a diss track.
Yeah.
Against Drake. So he and Drake are having like this argument.
It's called beef.
They're having a beef.
The argument.
Let me put it in 50-year-old white woman terms. They are having an argument.
They're not getting along, those two young men.
And it's like, it's gotten pretty heated, obviously. Yeah. And, you know, like people do believe that Kendrick has won this beef. I mean, he got 5 Grammys for this, you know, beef track, this track. But Serena used to date Drake. So that's why they brought her on. And she was apparently, and I don't know if this is true, but she was doing a dance, the Crip Walk.
Yeah.
Like, you know, this is the end of you. I mean, there was a lot of symbolism in that halftime show.
Well, and that was, so like, I wasn't sure if it was her. Because, okay, so she has lost a lot of weight, apparently. I didn't know this, because the last time I saw her, like, was she's playing tennis and she was a buff individual, like just buff from top to bottom. And when I kept on looking at him, I'm like, that looks like Serena Williams, but she looks really, really thin. Is that Venus? I'm like, why would it be Venus Williams? And I that took me out of it for a moment because I'm like, I have no idea. Then I got back into it, and I loved it. Because, first of all, I just love Kendrick, period. I think he's one of the most talented MCs. He's a Pulitzer Prize-winning poet. He is so good. And the fact that he can do what he does and the Super Bowl, the NFL, we're like, come do that here. It'd be easy for the NFL to be like, ooh, that's too controversial. But they brought him to their home and said, go for it. And he did. And he knocked it out of the park.
I'm glad you mentioned that's controversial because I was looking through Facebook comments afterwards and there were a lot of comments on some of the local media stations up here about how this did not appeal to a wide swath of the population. Bring back this, bring back that.
Let me rephrase that thing. It did not appeal to a white audience. There were a lot of probably older white folks who are probably like, I don't know what this is. And that's fine because every year is different. Like they don't do the same thing every year. Some years it's geared towards younger people with people who are like big hits in today's market. Some years it's Aerosmith, who nothing against Aerosmith, but Aerosmith isn't like of the times right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Pastor Prime.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, I that's one of the things I do like about the Super Bowl halftime show is that it's not the same cookie cutter thing every single year. They try to find something new, or they go back and they bring Bruce Springsteen on, who's going to charge the audience up in his own way.
I'm so glad you mentioned Bruce Springsteen because, you know, both the New York Times and Sports Illustrated have rated the best Super Bowl halftimes. And Springsteen and the E Street Band in 2009, that's their number 10.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Guess what the worst Super Bowl halftime in history is?
Which one? Okay, Craig?
I'll let Kristen say it because I'm rehearsing a little bit.
It's Winter Magic. From 1992 in Minneapolis. It was the Gloria Estefan, and it was the one that I was in, and I am really proud of having performed in the worst Super Bowl halftime.
Whoa. Once again, okay. Once again, another chapter in the of the Kristen Lyerly book.
Winter Magic.
I didn't know
it
you
was
were
really
in a,
bad.
I didn't know you were in a halftime show.
Oh yeah. Yep, I played the cymbals in the marching band, and we were instructed. So all of the live music, they can't actually play because the sound is so off.
Yeah, of course.
So you have to fake it. So I had to fake playing my cymbals. Yeah. That was fun. We also had Frosty the Snowman, who were doing like 90s rap. Like, go Frosty, go. We had Dorothy Hamill and Brian Boitano skating on big snowflakes made of plexiglass. It was a thing.
You know what? All those people who are commenting on social media, they're like, you know what they need to bring back? Winter Magic.
You can see it. It is known as the worst Super Bowl halftime. It was a Super Bowl halftime where In Living Color actually ran counter programming and more people tuned into that.
That's right. Oh my good gravy. Yes, now that's how I remember it. Yep. Because I watched In Living Color.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thanks.
Well,
thanks
I didn't know that. You.
Guess what the consensus was with the New York Times and Sports Illustrated as the best Super Bowl halftime ever?
I think before I saw the notes, I already knew this, but I'll let you say it. Go ahead.
It was Prince.
Oh, yeah.
Miami.
I mean, playing Purple Rain in the rain? Uh-huh. Are you kidding me?
Apparently, they went to him beforehand and said, you know, it's raining. You've got these dancers. Like, are you able to perform? And he looked them square in the eye, as only Prince could do, and said, can you make it rain harder?
I just imagine some grizzled sound tech going, no. Okay, just being completely unimpressed with Prince.
Other Super Bowl halftimes that were memorable? U2 in 2002?
They're always great.
That's another one. Oh, yeah. And apparently it was a real short one, but it was like right after 9/11.
And he wore the jacket with the flag lining, and they ran the names. Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that was it. It was incredibly moving. Yeah, fun to go back and watch some of those. Yeah, but we got to take a little break.
Janet Jackson, probably. I would say Justin top 10.
Timberlake is nine.
Oh, nine. Okay. Nine. All right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But we have to take a little break here. But that's okay because we're going to be back real soon. And we're going to talk with former Dane County Sheriff Dave Mahoney, who's going to give us his take on the January 6th pardons, the Wisconsin Supreme Court race, and changes that.
This is 93.5 The Tap. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Now, you may not have enjoyed the weather that we experienced over the weekend, but think of it as a big reset button. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Monday. That's the way that Eric Snodgrass explained it. He's a senior atmospheric scientist at Conduit Ag. He was also our keynote speaker during the Wisconsin Corn Soy Expo. And Snodgrass says when you look at the crazy weather patterns people have been experiencing nationwide, what we're feeling, kind of a reset.
And it's being corrected halfway right now for the next 10 to 15 days. That's why we've got chances of more snow and ice across the state. We've got chances for moisture. It finally came back that things are looking a little better. But it's got to last all the way through April. Otherwise, we look at a 15 to 20-inch snow deficit as of February 6th, right? We've got to correct that. We've got to correct, with spring rains, the soil moisture issues. And until that happens, I'll just be worried. And I think the problem was with, how do we get a snowstorm down to the Gulf Coast? Well, you have to have Arctic air over us. How do you get a fire to blow up in California in the middle of winter? The wind's got to come from the wrong direction. Those are two things that are working against us having a good winter pattern in this area.
Everything's related. Eric Snodgrass, he's a senior atmospheric scientist at Conduit Ag, also keynote speaker during Wisconsin Corn Soy Expo. He said, if we can reset our weather patterns by the time we get to the end of April, he believes we actually might have a normal spring.
Giving back, it's at the heart of the Wisconsin farmer, and it starts with supporting the backbones of our community. That's why the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board invests in soy foam for our firefighters. Soy foam TF1122 is the first and only firefighting foam green screen certified at the gold level. As a PFAS-free firefighting foam, it's safe for you and the environment. A safe future for your community. Thanks to your soy checkoff. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
When it comes to fungal diseases like soybean white mold and SDS, you know how devastating yield loss can be. That's why you work with your seed dealer to find the best genetics for your farm. Did you know you can bring forward the defensive traits of those genetics with a seed treatment? Heads up, a biological plant activator primes your seed to turn on its natural defense against disease. Take your yields to the finish line. Ask your seed dealer for a Heads Up seed treatment.
And a quick reminder, if you're a livestock owner or a backyard poultry producer, you need to renew your premise identification. This is required by Wisconsin state law for farms and hobby farms, backyard poultry flocks, veterinary clinics with large animals, stables, livestock exhibitions, dealers, and haulers. Find out more about your premise identification at wiid.org or our website. I'm PM Yonke.
Weather is sponsored by Peck Roofing, Inc., veteran and locally owned and operated. Learn more online at peckroofinginc.com.
We are heading into a cold week this week. We'll be cloudy by this afternoon with a little light snow by late this afternoon into this evening. Our high today around 12. Tonight, clearing with a low of 14 below. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of only 2 above. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
The temperature now is 0.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
There are solutions to the rot in the Supreme Court, and it's a congressional binding code of ethics. There are solutions to the corruption. It's a constitutional amendment to declare that money isn't speech and corporations aren't people, and we can do this. These are things that Americans agree on no matter our party. We all know that presidents aren't kings.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds.
Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll review the Super Bowl, see who won, who lost, and what the commercials were, the news, headlines, and more. Join us then.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Civic Media Mornings on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Dr. Kristen Lyerly, here with Greg Bach on the board. Officer Craig is here with us. It's 7:35 on Super Bowl Monday morning. Just a quick reminder, we are in election season. We've got a statewide primary coming up. Actually, it is early voting right now, and we all have candidates for state superintendent of schools on our ballots. Actual election day is next Tuesday, and you can get your personalized info at myvote.wi.gov. You can register, you can request your mail-in ballot, and get lots of other info here. Of course, this is the primary. The spring general is on April 1st, April Fool's Day, no fooling. And we have an incredibly important Supreme Court race. When you think about the highest court in the state, you think about law and order. And when I think about law and order, I think about Sheriff Dave Mahoney. And Sheriff Mahoney is having a little bit of a hard time trying to connect with us right now. But luckily, we've got Officer Craig Carlson here with us, so we can chat a little bit.
Yay!
Lucky you!
Pressure's on. All right.
So we can chat a little bit about what's going on with law enforcement, especially since, you know, with George Floyd's murder, there has been a huge focus on changing law enforcement to better reflect from less of a rules-based focus to more of a values-based focus and building trust and legitimacy between law enforcement and the communities that they serve. And that's what you do, Craig, every day as a community police officer. Your goal is to get to know people in your community so that you can kind of head things off at the pass. So here's my question for you. It's a big one. It's a deep one. You ready?
I am ready.
In this environment where we're now starting to see backpedaling away from what many considered positive change, what does law and order even mean right now?
Well, that's a tough question. Apparently, law and order does not mean you can beat on cops and take over a building and be held accountable. Now, all of a sudden, people like that can be walking around free without any supervision or anything, you know, holding them accountable for their terrible behavior. I think one of the most important things that this brings out is how we have to have 100% transparency in policing and how we do things, not only for what we do and why we do it, but I think there's got to be more of the why things happen so people can understand the reasoning why things are done. If they don't know, they just see, you know, this happens and we do this without the explanation, I think that can foster a lot of problems between the public and the police.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it sure can. And, you know, with the J6 pardons, I find it really confusing that on one hand, Donald Trump talks about backing the blue, but then literally acts by backing the coup and pardoning these J6 rioters and not differentiating between people who really committed violent acts. I mean, police officers literally died, and these people are now back out on the street. Is there any way to make sense of that?
I haven't figured out a way to make sense of that. I don't get it. And you can hear, you know, in the hearings where Trump is appointing these different people and the senator, they're asking, you know, their thoughts on this, and very sheepishly, they're like, well, I would have probably handled that a little bit different, but, you know, there is no, but let's focus on that. Why he did what he did. Yeah, but nobody's talking about that. It's just, oh, he did that. Okay. And, you know, personally, I can't let that go. That's huge for me. That was a slap in the face to all of us. And for to see my fellow officers be like, you know, that's just one thing. He's going to make America great or other thing. No, that you cannot let that go. I can't let that go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's personal. It actually becomes personal.
It is. Hey, you can't let that behavior, you know, go without some type of punishment.
And we've seen that already some of these J6 rioters who have been pardoned have gotten into squabbles and legal trouble. I mean, one was actually shot, killed in a traffic incident, in addition to some of these other, you know, things that have happened across the country. And I think we can probably anticipate more of this to come. It has to make you feel, as a law enforcement official, kind of insecure about the job that you do, having emboldened people who clearly broke the law, clearly murdered police officers. And now here they are back out on the streets with this like gift and this protection.
Yeah, it kind of emboldens them to say that behavior was okay, that, you know, they are above the law. And honestly, nobody is above the law. You should never have that attitude. So, where do you go from here? I don't know. It's very troubling.
Well, I mean, let's focus a little bit more on what's happening here in Wisconsin. You know, the J6 rioter pardons have implications for our Supreme Court race coming up in April. In an interview with the right-wing talking head Vicky McKenna, candidate Brad Schimmel complained that the J6 defendants didn't get a fair shot in court. And he repeated the lie that we heard from Donald Trump, that Democrats abuse the court for political gain. Again, politicizing this legal issue. It's really hard to believe that a judge and a former attorney general would claim so loudly and openly that jury trials don't work, and that the justice system is too politicized to be trusted. The justice system is too politicized to be trusted. Your thoughts?
Well, I mean, I think there are issues with how the justice system handles things, and, you know, whether or not jury trials are fair and, you know, get the right outcomes or something like that. I think he needs to... He could do a better job at explaining that, what he means by that, and also to just basically say he won't admit that it was wrong, obviously.
And he's making which we've that very seen political. From we've seen from a lot of people on the right. Yeah, a failure to admit that it was wrong. So, you know, some are, like you said, some are kind of hedging their bets, but some are just kind of sticking with the party line, which makes it increasingly divisive and political.
Yeah. It's time to step away from the political end of that. And let's talk about right and wrong, mm-hmm. not because of any particular reason, but because it is right or it is wrong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And importantly, I think it's important to highlight that former U.S. Capitol Police officer and January 6th hero, Harry Dunn, is going to be in Wisconsin this week. He'll be in La Crosse tomorrow at 10 a.m. at the La Crosse International Association of Machinists at 817 Rose Street, again in La Crosse. And he'll be in Green Bay on Wednesday. And actually, Craig and I are going to be there as well. We'll be at the Labor Temple, 1570 Elizabeth Street in Green Bay. Both of these events are open to the public. We'll be sharing information in the show notes here, and you can also find information on my social media pages, Dr. Kristen Lyerly on Facebook, Instagram, Threads, Twitter, Blue Sky. So we'd love to see you. And if you haven't met Harry Dunn, he is a giant man with a giant heart who is throwing his heart and soul into helping people understand. I mean, he defended the Capitol on January 6th. And what he has experienced since that time, having testified in the January 6th hearings, and now with these pardons, talk about a slap in the face.
It truly is, you know, to get that firsthand. You could have all these people talking about what happened there or stuff, but to get somebody that was actually there that had gone through that, him and Danny as well, that, you know, they were injured, and to get their firsthand experience, it really means a lot more.
Yeah. And you mentioned Danny Hodges. He's another January 6th police officer, still working, actually, still serving as a police officer. But he gave an emotional press conference when the pardons happened and talked about how one of the rioters reached under his helmet and tried to gouge his eye out with his thumb.
Right.
Oh, he was stuck being smashed in a door. And, you know, yet he continues to serve, and he's really trying to make a difference, as is Harry. Really just incredible. Talk about heroes. That's what these two fellas are.
Right, right.
The last time Harry was in Green Bay, we got to meet him, and you talked about how leaders used to work across the aisle to ensure public safety. And we've really seen that dissipate, like so many things. There's so much less nonpartisanship or bipartisanship because we're so polarized right now. How do we counter that narrative and get back to public safety instead of which side are you on?
Well, I think a lot of it comes down to funding. You know, they can talk about backing the police, but if you're not putting the money into give us more opportunities, more education. That's where one of the biggest problems is. So we need that money to make ourselves better. So everybody's learning. You know, I think you can never say this is how it is and not want to change. Obviously with George Floyd, a lot of things had to change. Just because it was within policy doesn't mean that it's necessarily right. And sometimes you don't see that, you don't want to look at that. It's hard to keep your eyes open and always think, well, you know, maybe we didn't do this correctly. It's okay to say that things need to change, that we could do things better.
And you've seen a lot of change. I mean, you've been a police officer for over 25 years. You've been in law enforcement. You were that guy in school. I'm going to tell a little private story about you. You were that guy when you were a kid who Officer Friendly came to your school and you said, I want to do that. And that has been your mission. It is in your heart. So you truly do believe in taking care of communities, not necessarily in punishing people, but in helping people be better. And, you know, a big part of that is law enforcement often deals with mental health issues. We talked a little bit with Chris Ford about this in the last hour. And Dave Mahoney, who has been struggling to get in touch with us, unfortunately couldn't join us, but hopefully we'll be able to book him later. But I know you can talk about this at length. Mental health issues. How do we address mental health issues in a more efficient and appropriate way, so that you're not having to deal with them at the very end of the spectrum in a place where suddenly now it's a crisis and there aren't a lot of options?
Right. I think, you know, we're starting to do that. We have behavioral health officers that focus on the mental health issues or something that, you know, just because somebody is suffering from a mental health issue or a breakdown of some sorts doesn't necessarily make that a crime. And to get us out of that is probably more valuable to use our time doing something else. So if we have other community leaders or community organizations that can step in and help that, and we're starting that in the Green Bay area. It's kind of like a little checklist. Like, you know, if you have this, is a homeless person sleeping in my doorway of my business, do we need to call the police? No, you can call somebody else. You can call some other type of service. Well, same thing with mental health. You know, a lot of times police are triggers for mental health. You know, there's some stigma or some past behavior incident that happened that people aren't really wanting to talk to the police. So to bring us in there automatically, you know, puts up that wall. And if we could avoid that, that would definitely help us a lot.
Hey, it sounds like you've seen a lot of changes over your long career. And I'm so glad to hear you talk about training and education and some of these other resources that are coming in to help people instead of punishing people. I feel like we're headed in the right direction. Do you?
Yeah, I think you have to, absolutely. You have to deal with people differently when they're in a, you know, you're a criminal, I'm gonna go arrest you. Well, arrest isn't always the best thing. It's let's talk, let's try to get through this and help you get to where you need to go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you so much, Craig, for sharing your thoughts and insights. I really appreciate you. I appreciate the work that you do. And I know our community up here does as well.
Well, thank you for having me.
Of course. Stick with us, because when we come back, one of my faves, Greg's faves too, is going to join us shortly, Jane Matinere. And she's going to give us a little preview of what's happening later this morning on Matinere on Air, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Hey, Mr. Policeman.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Central heat, you know, the HVAC systems that heat your entire house. Man, those can really cost us an arm and a leg. And they lose up to 30% of their energy through the ductwork, plus more when we're heating rooms that we aren't even using. One trick that can bring down your heating bill is to lower your thermostat and use energy-efficient space heaters where you really need the heat. I'm a little retro, and I like radiant heaters. Those are heaters that just heat a specific area in a room. On average, running a 1,500-watt space heater is going to cost you about 20 cents an hour. While running your central electric furnace, that's going to run you $1.37 an hour. So space heaters can mean real savings. However, if you use a space heater, make sure you follow the directions for their safe use. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. The next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying take good care.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home, by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
93.5 The Tap.
Welcome back to Civic Media Mornings on the Civic Media Radio Network. What a morning. And now, Sweet Jane. Hey, girl.
Good morning, Kristen Lyerly. How are you, my friend?
I'm good. I'm a little tired, though. Did you watch the Super Bowl yesterday?
I did not. Never turned it on. Was not curious, even remotely. I did watch the Puppy Bowl.
Oh, I didn't. How did that go?
That's the premier sporting event of the year.
What do they do?
There are 143 puppies involved, and they come on the field, and they are puppies. And it lasts for 3 hours. And I couldn't be happier, because Team Fluff came back at the end to defeat Team Ruff. And all is good in my world, because Ruff won last year. So
she also had $100 on Ruff. So and they covered the spread, so we're all good.
Exactly. My life is good. My life is good.
For those of us who haven't watched the Puppy Bowl, what kind of an interaction is that?
It is the silliest possible thing you could do on a Sunday afternoon. It's a little football field, and they have like five puppies from each side, and whoever picks up a toy and happens to wander over the goal line gets a touchdown. Or if they accidentally kick something into the end zone, they get a field goal. And there are penalties, like, you know, unnecessary roughness. They have a little water dish.
Unnecessary roughness,
exactly. They have a little dish embedded in the floor, and the puppies will,
You know, the one puppy yesterday sat in the bowl. That was a violation. You can't unnecessary bathing or something. Puppy bowl is always controversial, friends. It's always controversial. It's always, yes, bringing the controversy. No, it's just a delightful. And then they talk about the shelters that they came from, and it's just a big pro-adoption, pet adoption event. It's fabulous.
That's dear.
Yeah.
You know, like the Super Bowl is so manufactured and it's just this big spectacle, even the whole day with all of the ads and we watched this thing like a tribute to Jimmy Johnson, which was a little weird because it was AI. Oh yeah. Jimmy Johnson, one of the commentators, yeah. You know, longtime coach for the Cowboys. So they did this AI thing where they showed him in college playing for Arkansas. It turns out Jimmy Johnson and Jerry Jones, it's a lot of J's, were college roommates at the University of Arkansas.
Oh, that makes sense. I can see that.
So they had recreated him as a young college football player, and then they had AI versions of him walking through his career, and then he, the real Jimmy Johnson, got to meet his AI self.
No.
It was creepy, but it was also like kind of sweet, and he was tearful at the end.
I don't know about meeting your own AI. That sounds like the plot from that Demi Moore movie that she just got nominated for. It's a horror movie. Yeah,
I don't understand that either.
I don't know about meeting your AI self. That kind of creeps me out. That's weird.
Yeah, it was creepy. But at the end, when it was emotional and they were all like hugging him and thanking him, like that was sweet.
Hugging him and thanking him for what? Like, what did he do? Did he like save a puppy?
No, but they've all been together. You know, Michael Strahan has been on that show for like 17 years. It seems like he's the new guy.
You mean the Super Bowl, like coverage?
The
commentators. Yeah. The commentators.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't realize
they're all these guys, and they sit at a desk and they talk about stuff, and they keep adding more guys.
I got buddies. I talk about stuff. We don't make AI things for them. Like,
well, maybe you should start, Greg.
You're right.
You need to start that. Exactly.
Your salary will jump, I'm sure, considerably once you do that, Greg. Tyler, guess what? I made a very non-creepy AI tribute to you.
All right, Jane, what's coming up on that Nair on Air later today?
Well, hopefully, I sent out some reconfirmation emails yesterday, and I haven't heard back from anyone yet, but we're supposed to have Matt Randolph, who is known as Mr. Global. He is an oil and gas industry expert. The man knows of what he speaks. He has been in this industry for more than 30 years. Of course, Donald Trump has promised drill, baby, drill. And the oil companies are like, yeah, maybe not so much, but sure, that sounds good. So Matt Randolph will be here. He has the facts, the knowledge, and the experience to annoy everyone, which I find a very valuable trait. And then in the second hour, Beyond the Cheese is back, where we look at industries outside of the dairy industry in Wisconsin. And she's supposed to be coming in today, Sarah Sandrin. It's called Midwest Sad, S-A-D. And all they do are sell treats. They sell cookies and bars and all kinds of wonderful sweet things.
I know, but
I think it's where you go when you need that comfort carrot cake. So we're very much looking forward to seeing Sarah, and hopefully she's going to come in and bring us lots of treats, right?
Hopefully.
Yeah.
I'll be sad if it's a carrot cake.
Come on! Carrot cake is so good!
Eat the frosting.
It's not even really that good for you.
Yeah. Take her medical degree away. Oh, no thank you.
She's being so biased to all that medicine thing.
Yeah, sorry. I kept it under wraps today. We've got the whole rest of the week me to, you know, share a lot of gynecology commentary.
I'm about it. I'm here for it.
Public health, public cervix announcement all week long.
Fabulous. Yep. That's fantastic. Yeah. Nice. That's fantastic. Why not? Absolutely.
What a morning. You know, thank you all. Craig, thanks for joining us and co-hosting. I know this is not your jam, but you did a great job.
No, thank you. It was fun.
Greg, thanks for all of your help today. No listeners. Problem. Yeah, thanks for hanging with us. Pat's going to be back on Monday, but until then, we've got fantastic shows coming up. Tomorrow, we're focusing on education. Wednesday, we're talking about small business. Thursday, it's all about Women Win Wisconsin. That's going to be fun and spicy with some special guests. So in the meantime, you can always find me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Threads, Blue Sky. I'm Dr. Kristen Lyerly. Greg and I are going to be back tomorrow morning at 6 a.m.
That's right.
Yeah.
Back in the dock.
Back
at 6.
Back in the dock. Just one dock tomorrow, though.
That's right. That's fine. That's fine. It'll be
fine.
We'll
have a doctor of physical therapy.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's a little different.
All right.
All right. Hey, everybody, have a wonderful morning. Make some good stuff happen.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Maggie Dawn.
Do you know that Donald Trump's draconian policies are hurting children right here in Wisconsin? Dane County's Head Start program experiences outages. We discuss at 3 o'clock.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
If it's a day that ends in Y, VFW Post 305 on Star Avenue has great food and fun events. On Monday, it's the soup flight, while Tuesday is open mic night and homemade chimichangas and tacos. Wednesday brings acoustic music and wings, Thursday sliders and trivia, and Friday karaoke and, of course, a fish fry. Saturday features homemade pizza and live bands in the back hall, and Sunday has food service all day with oldies music. Check out Facebook or VFWPost305.com for more info. It's all happening on Star Avenue at VFW Post 305.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Add more tariffs to the president's list. CBS's Willie James Inman.
Trump says he'll announce that the United States will impose 25% tariffs on all steel and aluminum imports, including from Canada and Mexico.
Mr. Trump's proposed federal employee buyout is the subject of a federal hearing this afternoon in Boston. Several judges have at least temporarily blocked his cost cutters from accessing government agencies.
We're talking about fraud, waste, abuse. And when a president can't look for fraud and waste and abuse, we don't have a country anymore.
Kansas City quarterback Patrick Mahomes says he takes the blame for the Chiefs' Super Bowl loss last night. But he also says you've got to give the Philadelphia Eagles a lot of credit.
They played great. There's no way around it. I mean, they played great from start to finish. They got after it. Defensive line played really well.
Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts was the game's MVP, an award that Mahomes has won three times. CBS News Brief. I'm Peter King.